This goes to the Saginaw Veterans Administration, fax 989-321-4085, regarding Jan, J-A-N, middle initial, M like Michael, Pierce, P, or actually it's Price, I'm sorry, P-R-I-C-E, Jan M. Price. Date of birth is 2/7/1949. Dear sirs at the Saginaw Veterans Administration, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Price with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, and hypertension. His last visit was May 5th this year. His weight is down 4 pounds over the last 6 months. He reports that he had a fall in early September this year, and he landed on his right knee, injuring it. He waited a few weeks and then went to the urgent care clinic locally and had an x-ray of that knee. There were no detected fractures in the patella or other surrounding structures, but the right knee is still very painful about 6 weeks after the injury, and he has not followed up for further evaluation. He's had no hospitalization since his last visit. He is wearing the Dex, the Freestyle Libre 3 monitor, and has been checking his blood sugars regularly with that. No chest pain or palpitations. He has no dyspnea at rest and minimal dyspnea on exertion, which is stable. He has severe neuropathy of the lower extremities and a lot of muscle wasting from the knees down. Both knees appear somewhat swollen, too. No peripheral edema. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, and he feels as if he empties his bladder very well. And no unusual rashes or lesions are noted. Medications. He's on Jardiance, 10 milligram daily. Gabapentin is 300 milligram three times a day. Lisinopril, 5 milligram daily. Metoprolol, 25 milligram twice a day. Amitriptyline is 50 milligram at bedtime. Celexa, 20 milligram daily. Claritin is 10 milligram daily. Zocor, 40 milligram daily. Glipizide, 10 milligram daily. Platol, 100 milligram twice a day. Ammonium lactate cream daily to his feet. Lidocaine patches, he applies them to his hips for pain. He has tried that on his right knee, and that has helped a little bit. Tylenol is 500 milligram, 2 tablets once a day for pain. Lantus or glargine insulin is 48 units at bedtime, and he does have glucose tablets as needed for low blood sugar readings. Physical exam, weight, 195 pounds, a 4-pound decrease over 6 months. Pulse is 78 and regular. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 138 over 84. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, non-tender, without ascites, no peripheral edema. And labs, most recent lab studies were done October 28th, 2025. Creatinine is 1.84 with estimated GFR 38, calcium 9.0, albumin 4.1, phosphorus 3.4, electrolytes are normal. Random glucose is 107. Hemoglobin is 15.8 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan. 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. We will continue to ask him to get labs every 3 months. 2, hypertension, currently at goal. 3, diabetic nephropathy, stable with improved control. And 4, right knee pain after a fall in early September this year. I do think he needs further follow-up on that knee. He's going to be contacting you for an appointment to have that the right knee rechecked Possibly he needs further diagnostic studying or studies of that knee, possibly an MRI or even more x-rays to see if there's any changes and why it, to evaluate why it's still hurting him about 8 weeks after the injury occurred. And the patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.